Vegas casinos face federal investigation for illegal activity. It has been claimed that a federal law enforcement agency is conducting an investigation into casinos in Las Vegas about improper and illegal connections between casino executives and bookmakers. According to sources speaking to the media outlet Nevada Current, the agents are reportedly investigating charges that current and former hotel workers used casino assets to settle gambling debts. They allegedly also gave sensitive customer information to an illegal gambling ring that ran for over 20 years. The Wayne Nix case, The Current was informed by an employee of the state that the federal agents had conducted interviews with many former employees of the Nevada Gaming Control Board. In particular, the authorities have inquired about Resorts World president Scott Sabella, who was once the president of MGM Grand. Unnamed sources have reported that the federal government is looking into allegations that hotel employees at MGM properties used comps and promotional chips to pay off their own gambling debts. These debts were owed to a former minor league baseball player named Wayne Nix, in addition to money owed to an illegal sports betting operation that Nix admitted he operated. The sources who spoke with The Current state that the police are also investigating if hotel employees gave Nix's operation access to private customer data. There is consensus that they pushed their clients to gamble with the illegal ring and got kickbacks when the players lost. Allegations against Scott Sabella. When gambler Brandon Sattler claimed that Sabella, the president of Resorts World, knew that a convicted illegal gambler had an ownership stake in a hotel concession, the Gambling Control Board, GCB, exonerated Sabella. George Assad, a member of the Gaming Control Board, stated that the GCB had cleared him of any misconduct when he testified before the board in 2022 that he didn't know Sattler from Adam. Last year, Sattler attempted to have Sabella deposed and claimed to have known the CEO for many years. However, the charges made by him against Resorts World and its president, Scott Sabella, were thoroughly investigated by the Nevada Gaming Control Board and were deemed baseless. Currently, there is no conclusive evidence of wrongdoing against Sabella or anyone else. However, several sources have come forward to corroborate the accusations. It isn't clear how long the investigation may take and who is involved in overseeing it.